This is Ozarks at Large, and the primary election results are in. And after a long night watching the results come in, Michael Tilley, the editor of thecitywire.com, is with me from Fort Smith on the phone. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I just hope the general election doesn't go this long. I hope Secretary of State Mark Martin does a better job on the general than he did on the primary.
Well, we do know the results now, and it would show, a cursory glance would seem to indicate that more conservative Republican voters seem to be out in greater numbers.
Right. You know, especially in these legislative races, I think we saw some surprises where some of the candidates who did their best to out-conservative the other Republican candidate ended up winning. You know, you have Woods beating Pritchard, you had Hester in over Summers, down in Fort Smith area. Altus once again comes in with a win. How he continues to keep winning is, I think, somewhere when someone finds a Bermuda Triangle, there'll be some book on how Altus is also winning these elections.
Well, can we take anything from these election results and apply it toward November?
Well, that I don't know. I don't think so. One thing I was surprised about was the relatively low voter turnout, and I think we may see that again in November. I mean, yes, there's a presidential race on the top of the ticket, but you know, in Arkansas, that's really not. President Obama is just, as the polls have shown, he just doesn't stir the voters here. So I think we're going to continue to see that low voter turnout. The congressional races, the 4th District will have a race, but there's no attorney general's race, there's no governor's race, the 2 U.S. Senate, there are no Senate races. So if we take anything, I think it's that if you want to win in November, if you can get the vote out, if you can get your folks to get out and vote and really have that good grassroots campaign, your chances of winning are better.
You mentioned the 4th District. Tom Cotton won the Republican primary. The Democrats will have a runoff on June 3rd. Is there any reason to believe, whether it's either of the Democrats who win and facing Tom Cotton in November, that the Democrats can hang on to the 4th District?
I haven't talked to a political pundit who thinks the Democrats are going to win that. I've talked to a lot of Democratic-leaning political pundits. I mean, conventional wisdom was that whoever won the Republican primary there in the 4th was going to walk away with the office, which is a significant thing. It'll be the first time that Arkansas, I mean, if all the other districts remain Republican, it'll be the first time that they've all been Republican. So it'll be Senator Mark Pryor would be the only Democratic member of Arkansas's congressional delegation. The surprise for me in the night was that Cotton won that without a runoff. I knew he was gaining momentum. And, you know, Roby Brock conducted a poll about a week before that said that showed Cotton with an 18% lead over Beth Ann Rankin. And I think Roby took a little bit of grief on that. Folks were saying there's no way the race is much closer than that. Your polls is wrong. Well, I think Brock was vindicated. Tom Cotton, I think last I checked, won by about 20 percentage points. So to me, that was the surprise of the night.
And finally, I might be connecting dots here that I might be stretching a bit, but the transit, the quarter-cent sales tax to expand public transit in Washington County failed, and by a large margin, just over 13,000 to about a little over 7,000, 64% to 36%. Most people I've talked to think that if the highway sales tax is going to pass in November, it's got to have strong support in Northwest Arkansas. Does this show that highway tax a few months from now might be in trouble?
Well, yes, I think all taxes are going to be in trouble. You know, we saw the Siloam Springs, they wanted to raise a quarter-cent sales tax to fund the broadband, and folks there overwhelmingly rejected that. And I was also surprised by that transit tax. I thought it was going to be a much closer vote. But here's the thing. I think a factor in that transit tax is also, I think a lot of people would have supported that, but they wanted to see more of a regional plan, a regional approach. You know, Benton County Quorum Court said, nah, we're not going to do this. And so you had essentially the Washington County voters potentially subsidizing the whole thing. And again, I think a lot of folks who voted for that probably voted for it not because they're against public transportation or necessarily against the tax. They just didn't think it was a good plan, or maybe sending signals, hey, look, guys come back with a different plan and present it to us.
All right. Well, Michael Tilley is the editor of thecitywire.com. Get some rest, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Michael.